Okay. As a word of introduction to this series talks about the depth, you know, the dialogue that went on between, we'll call that really a debate, that went on between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya versus the elders of Athens. Everyone knows Yeshua ben Hananya is one of the Tanoim that lived after the destruction of the temple. So even though the academy in Athens, you know, was still producing philosophers, we're not dealing with the Greek Empire anymore. It's the Roman Empire. But, you know, the Roman Empire incorporated within them the wisdom of Greece. And that's something which I want to discuss the depth of that, you know, the historical context of this story, because it's the historical context of this story that it's Yeshua ben Hananya debating with, you know, people that are a continuation of Greek philosophy, right? And yet it's not the Greek Empire anymore, it's the Roman Empire. There's a certain depth in this, right? Of understanding the relationship between Hanukkah and our current situation today, that we're still in Golus Edom, right? The exile that we were placed in by the descendants of Esav, who is Rome. The Gemara says, interestingly enough, that even though we know that, you know, supposedly the wisest people that there ever were as a people were the Greeks, but the, you know, that's common knowledge, and even, you know, Chazal say that in a few places, but yet, when the Gemara wants to categorically state Chochma Bagoyim Tamim, if a person will tell you there's wisdom amongst the nations, believe him. And it's, so the Gemara brings a pasuk, Vavadati Chachamim Me'edom, Usfuna Mehar Seir. I will destroy in the future the wise ones from the mountain of Edom, right? And, you know, take understanding away from that mountain of Seir, where, you know, it's also Esav's territory, you know, which is the territory of Esav is Rome. So where the Gemara sees proof from the scriptures that there's wisdom amongst the Goyim is by the Romans, not by the Greeks. Right? You know, undoubtedly, much of their technology they took from the Greeks, they assimilated from the Greeks, right? But that there's Chachma Bagoyim, that there's secularism, and not there isn't Torah Bagoyim, right? That there's secular wisdom by the Goyim. That is definitely true, where Chazal see that's definitely true, is from Psukim that talk about Rome, not anything that talks about Greece. Right? And the truth is, you know, in the pasuk, in the very second pasuk in the Torah, that Chazal darshan about the four evil empires, which are Babylon, right, and Parasumare, Persia, Media, Greece, and Rome, Edom. Right, so it says Varatz Haisa Tohu, right, shapeless, vavo, and formless, v'choshech, and dark, al pretom, on the face of the depth. So Tohu is Bavel, and Vohu is Parasim Madai, and Choshech, darkness, is Greece. But it says this darkness was al pneya tahom, was on top of the depth, and the depth are, you know, is Rome, our current exile, which seems to be a bottomless pit, just deep, deep, deep. It's 2,000 years already, and you know, God forbid, it looks like there's no end in sight. You know, we know that we will be saved, but it's like a real test to our emunah. So there's like a direct relationship between the darkness of death, v'choshech al pnei atahom. Right? It's not darkness, comma, depth, but darkness on the depth. Darkness on depth. That there is a relationship between the darkness and the depth. Right? That we have to understand that the miracle of Hanukkah has not ended. Right? It, you know, it can't be, you know, we'll say from this angle, right? It's been 2,000 years already, and it can't be that, you know, the Rebbe Shem hasn't done a miracle for us, you know, because in prior to Chorban Bayis Sheni, at much smaller intervals, God used to do tremendous miracles from us, you know, and how we faced all these evil empires one by one by one. You know, they come within a 100-year gap or a couple of a few hundred-year gap, and the Ribbono Shel Olam saves us and does tremendous miracles for us. You know, and now it's 2,000 years and there hasn't been any miracles, and yet we're surviving and we face one evil empire after another. I'll tell you why that is. We're still living off the miracle of Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah has not ceased. That miraculous jug of oil didn't just burn 8 days. It's still burning even now. Right? That the miracle of Hanukkah, which is the last miracle of our history, and that's why it's the last holiday that was instituted. Right? There are no new chagim that were instituted after Hanukkah. The next chag that there will be the chag that will be instituted with the coming of Mashiach, when we'll make a holiday out of the coming of Mashiach, and that'll be the next holiday added to our calendar. B'mehera b'yemei speeding our days will be the holiday of Mashiach. And between Hanukkah and that great day and that new holiday, there's no, you know, we're surviving. We're surviving miraculously against all odds. And yet, no new holidays are being instituted, you know, parallel to our miraculous survival that's now for over 2,000 years. And the reason is because, like this, the miracle of Hanukkah is still sustaining us until this day. Right? What came and went, you know, in the days of the Hashmonaim, that's called, like, there was a total victory. There was only a total victory over the political rule of the Hellenists over Eretz Yisrael. Right, as the Rambam says, part of the Simcha was V'chazra Machus LeYisrael. Right, the Jewish people regained, you know, their independence, and of course, to be independent from other nations means to be only dependent on Hashem, and that's what we want. We want to be servants only to Hashem, not to anyone else. We don't want secular independence. We don't believe in that. But we want to be dependent on God alone and not to have any master other than God. And what we, you know, what was finalized, you know, in the days of the Hashmonaim was getting rid of the Greeks as, you know, as a political power, you know, as a power that had mastery of us on a political and social level. We did not defeat the wisdom of Greece, right? You know, once and for all. You know, that is, that's still ongoing. There's an aspect of Hanukkah still ongoing, and that aspect of Hanukkah that's still ongoing is also the power of miracle that's, you know, ever with us and helping us continue to endure and to survive and to be even victorious over our enemies. The power of Hanukkah never stopped. You ever said the power of Hanukkah was not just to get rid of Greece. The power of Hanukkah was to be the fuel to take us all the way up to Mashiach. That jug of oil is still miraculously burning until this day. It was only, we only saw 8 days parallel to defeating the political aspect of Greece. But the intellect of Greece lives on. The intellect of Greece is what we call the sciences, called the secular culture. We're still fighting that. We're still fighting that until this day. It's our greatest enemy, because as we go from exile to exile, we are pushed around the world. We're always trying to stay separate and not assimilate with the local culture. Right? So the power of Hanukkah is still ongoing. It's still ongoing. We're still in a Hanukkah process. Right, and you know, we defeated the Greeks as a political power once and for all. That aspect of Greece is history. But as we know, the science of Greece merged to become the intellect of the Roman Empire, which is the Gauls we're still in. And historically, it's 100% true. Aristotle reigned supreme as being the last word in science and philosophy for about 1,500 years almost, right? Until the Renaissance, in the 1600s or so, late 1500s, 1600s, that's when people first start even questioning, you know, principles laid down already by the ancient Greeks, right? But even after that, as much as things may have changed, only changed externally, but we're still, you know, working with some of their basic axioms, or showing what we could say different from their basis. It's still based on them. They laid the foundations that we're either working with or making changes to or trying to prove something radically different. It's, you know, so it always forever remains the basis of the whole Western culture, right? And the whole modern science. You know, it's all a continuation of Greece, whether it's a continuation in the positive sense of, you know, the preserving, or it's a continuation that it's based on, right? So the Hanukkah challenge continues and continues. Rome is the depth. As the Maharal writes in the Sefer on Hanukkah, Rome became the deep, deep pit that within the pit falls all the cultures, right? Rome absorbed within it everything, right? It absorbed within it, you know, whether the habits and whatever the Babylonians had to offer and whatever the person had to offer, and they also absorbed within themselves the intellect of Greece, which is probably the most challenging aspect of that, you know, of secular life. The thing that, you know, might be most challenging to us is their intellect and their culture, because that seems to have a real appeal to the mind and heart. You know, their physical temptations that they have to offer, we have enough seichel to know that that's just vanity, right? But the culture is already where there's temptation to the mind and heart already. That's why and Rome absorbed the intellect and culture of Greece within them. They absorbed everything within them. That's what the Maharal writes. They're like, you know, a Superman, and that's why it's like the super ghost. It's like a Superman that absorbed the powers of all the other empires in it. It's like a super mega man. It's a mega nation, right? All the different nations that we've been under all used to be part of the Roman Empire, and even now that they're separate nations politically, it's still the same secular culture. It's the same challenge, right? And so this is what, you know, these debates represent, how the power of Hanukkah continues. It's not that we beat the Hellenists just in their day and age, right? You know, what just was limited to day and age was to defeat the Greeks as a political power. But there's an ongoing battle with secular culture that continues, and the power of Hanukkah continues to sustain us. And that's what's so important about the historical context. Yeshua ben Hanani lives many years, a long, long time after Hanukkah, hundreds of years after Hanukkah, right? Shows that the power of Hanukkah is still with us. And that's the secret of our survival in the exile, that as much as we've been tossed around, we never assimilated, and they never overcame us. The power of Hanukkah is perpetually with us. That's what, you know, these dialogues show. The power of Hanukkah is still burning bright within the Jewish people, and that's how we could continue to take on secular culture, and even as many different forms and shapes that it takes on. They'll never fool us, they'll never tempt us, they'll never convince us, right? We will never assimilate. This is what these debates represent, that the power of Hanukkah burns bright within the Jewish people and will keep us going all the way through the seemingly, you know, bottomless pit of the Roman Empire.